Time to talk some footy on The Breakfast Club. Sam Jacobs to join us after 8 o'clock, but another big man in the competition has jumped on the line for us from the Magpies. Mason Cox is his name, and he's with us. Good morning, Mace.
Morning, boys. How are we going?
We're going very well. Thank you, pal. Appreciate your time on a Friday morning. Getting ready to go to Moe to take on the Doggies tomorrow. When do you leave? Is it a bus situation, or do you drive down individually?
No, I'll be driving my own car down. I've been to Moe once in my life, actually. Went down there to play Richmond last year. So it's, a bit of a different place for a person from half a world away. But, it'll be a good little trip.
Do you like getting around and seeing some of those places, though? Obviously, as you said, you've come from a long way away to be a part of this AFL community. Do you like getting out and finding out what different communities have to offer?
Yeah, I've been to quite a bit of travel in Australia, to be honest. Whenever we played in Canberra last week, was the last state and territory to tick off the bucket list. So I've done every one in Australia now. So I've done a bit of travel around the country and, just absolutely love it. Well, I've done some road trips here and there. And some of those small towns are, just places I never thought I'd ever go to in my life. And see some interesting people there and some different culture, I guess.
What's been your favourite place?
Oh, in Australia, the Whit Sundays is really cool. Did a little bit of a cruise through there, which was, just typical Australia, beaches everywhere, snorkeling, diving, all that kind of stuff. So can't complain there.
Is it a different year for you this year? Now you've signed your new contract, you've sort of got some sort of assurances over your future, obviously. Do you feel different going into this year?
I don't know. I think you feel a little bit more confident every single year that, go out and play AFL. And, just to have, I guess, 3 years behind you and, a bit of security is always nice, especially for myself. It is a huge move to come over here. And to have those 3 years, I think it just kind of makes you feel a little bit more at ease to feel like, you're not going to get deported or something like that in a year's time. So, it feels good by the club. I'm really happy to get an opportunity by them and very grateful for it.
And another pre-season under your belt. Do you feel now you've kind of got it, not mastered, but you kind of got the knack of the way the game's played now and what you have to do to become not just a player from America playing AFL football, but actually a good Collingwood player, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I think one of these things this year, I know I've always been known as, the tall American, but I kind of want to be, more known for just the way I play and not just kind of a, spark in the pan. It's one of those things, I want to kind of justify my career a bit more this year and hopefully everything goes well. But, I do feel a bit more confident, I think, going into this year and hopefully everything goes well.
And you talk, Mace, about the way you want to play. I think a lot of the Collingwood supporters want to know how it's going to work with you and Brodie Grundy this year. We saw a glimpse of it late last year. How's it been progressing in the preseason?
Yeah, it's going really well. We've got a lot more time, I think, playing on the same side this year with different training and stuff like that. So I think to have those kind of people like myself, Brody, even Darcy, and you look at Ben Reed and the bigs that can play multiple positions, it just gives us more options as a team. Whether, if someone gets injured or someone, isn't playing so well in a certain position, we can kind of move things around and still be adjustable. So to have those kind of those bigs that can play in different roles within the team is something I think we're valued quite a bit this year.
Where do you feel more comfortable playing as a footballer? Do you as a forward, the big key marking forward, or in the ruck?
I get this question all the time, but I really don't care, to be honest. Like, I'm happy just to be playing, and I'm enjoying myself just being out there. So I'm not really I'm not going to sit there and pigeonhole myself into one position or the other, but. In general, I'm probably, over the past few years, I've probably played a bit more forward, but towards the end of last season, I played ruck solo and did pretty well. So I think, there's just options out there, and I'm just happy to be playing at this point.
And we read this morning, Mace, that this going into round one, the Magpies still are going to be without three of their big guns, Jamie Elliott, Daniel Wells, and Jordan Dugowie, after his hamstring concern, let alone his off-field indiscretions. How difficult is it to, from what you've seen, week in, week out, how difficult is it to play well against good teams or even sort of the middle-of-the-road teams when you haven't got your best players out there?
It's difficult. Obviously, you want the best 22 out on the ground, and that's not going to happen every single week, and that's just footy. A lot of people get injured here and there, and you just have to find a way around it. So we're fortunate enough now, I think, going into round one or going into the second JLT, we've got 39 guys fit. So it's a bit of a testament to our strength conditioning staff and high performance staff. So we've got guys coming back this week, like Darcy Moore, Jeremy Howe, Alex Pasola, and Adam Trevor. So hopefully we'll have quite a strong team. I think we only have maybe four or five guys that are still injured this time of year, so it's a good thing to have so many players available.
It is good names to bring back for the Doggies tomorrow. Mason, I'm just interested. I know it's going to be hard to answer this question because you've only played one JLT game, but does it feel different around the place? Does it feel like Collingwood's footy this year is going to be significantly different to last year when things didn't go well?
Yeah, I think we've brought in some like really good kind of people in the club. We've brought back obviously a legend in Maxi, and we've got some people like Buddha or Gary Hawking or Whiskers, I think is some of you guys call it. yeah, just some amazing people, and even like Matthew Boyd, like he did a bit of stuff yesterday with our preview for the Bulldogs, and just bringing in people like that, they're real knowledgeable in what they're doing, and have just kind of brought this new kind of spark and energy, I think, to the club, which is something you look for every single year. You know, whenever the year starts, you want to be all energetic and, you know, excited for the next year. And these guys that have come in have done just that.
And what about, you're a big personality around the club, not only a big man, you're a big personality around the club. Gregarious, energetic, enthusiastic. We've gathered that through the interview here at the moment. Does Alex Pasola get upset about that? Because that's his domain. That's normally his thing.
Oh, man. I would say Alex is probably a bit more than me. I think people kind of look at me and just go, oh, it's just the international crazy dude, and just kind of let me do my own thing. They probably stopped judging a long time ago and just let me kind of in my own hole. But no, Alex is definitely the one that gets up and about, I think, one day one. I'll leave that to him. He understands the lingo, and I think the culture a bit more than I do.
Pies fans will be keen to see him back out there tomorrow against the Bulldogs in Maui. And just before I let you go, Mace, what are you doing outside of footy just to keep a little bit of balance in your life?
So I've got a degree already. I'll start my master's in business administration or my MBA this year, hopefully. I'll come around June, and then I'm also doing a bit of volunteer work at the Epworth Hospital. So there's a few things I'll feel I'm getting into. Just keep your mind ticking along, you know, and just kind of keep your mind off footy whenever you can kind of detox from the day-to-day life of it. So, yeah, a few things going on outside, and just, I don't know, enjoying a bit of life and helping out others along the way if I can.
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you if you can? Good stuff. Great to have you on the program this morning. Good luck tomorrow against the Doggies for you and the Pies in the JLT game. And, of course, round one not too far away against the Hawks Saturday night at the G. It's going to be big. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. Mason Cox, the big man from the Magpies.